Coaches can't go over too good.
No, it's a bad taste. I mean, certainly Kentucky played at a very high level, has a good team, and, you know, for us, you know, it's a tough week. I mean, we found different ways to lose all week long, and today when we went to the bullpen in the second inning, started chasing runs, I mean, that's an uphill climb.
When you're looking to salvage the series, you've got to get a better start out of Mitchell.
Well, certainly so, and he's been fantastic for us all year long. And, you know, he executed some pitches, but his mistakes were up and out over the plate. And when he made a mistake, they didn't miss him.
It seemed like when you had a chance, they'd make really good defensive play all the way till like the seventh inning, and then it kind of switched around a little bit when you guys came back. And Nick made a great play out there, and kind of like they had been doing all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, everything, you know, we always say you make your own breaks, and, you know, certainly Kentucky made their own breaks, and, you know, we're the aggressors all weekend long.
Anything you can tell us from that seventh inning dust up?
No.
Coach, where do you go from here? Obviously, this is program, it's kind of an unfamiliar position for your program to be in. What was the message to the team?
Yeah, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and the new week begins, and, you know, Rice is going to show up on Tuesday, and they'll have a chip on their shoulder and be ready to play. We need to make sure we do the same, and how we handle failure is going to ultimately determine our success. Our guys understand that, and we're going to grow from this weekend, certainly.
Had a couple of guys that came in out of the pen and pitched decently well. I mean, some positive things you can take away from that.
Well, certainly Gonzo came in and did a nice job. Chafin gave us a bit of a hold, and, you know, we're trying to get Larkin's pitch count up little by little, and, you know, so that's good.
Offensively, you have to like what you've seen at least the past couple of days, been able to put runs on the board.
Yeah, we have. I mean, George Yancha continues to swing the bat a little bit better each time we take the field, and obviously he's played pretty good defense all year long, so that's positive. And, you know, Cole Bedford continues to swing the bat and receive and block really well, too. So we got some guys doing some good things. It's a matter of putting it all together, and we haven't done that. We didn't do that this week.
And putting home in there at the two-hole, kind of from yesterday, going with the hot hand?
Yeah, he's, you know, had some good at-bats this weekend, had a good week as well. So, you know, we got some positive things to build on, and we're going to get better from this weekend.
Coach, when you've had something like this, beginning of the season, if you looked at your schedule, this would have been the toughest stretch. Are you glad that stretch gets everybody's attention?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's all about toughness, and in this league, it's so unforgiving. It's all about keeping your head pointed forward and focusing on the next game, the next challenge, and not looking over your shoulder.
A lot on the road pretty soon.
Our concern is Rice on Tuesday, and, you know, we're going to get their best shot, and we need to make sure they get ours.
What did you think of what Larkins did? I mean, you said you're trying to get the pitch count up.
He's still a little bit rusty. I mean, trying to shake the rust off. His secondary stuff didn't command very well, but, you know, he competed.